Welcome to the Ideal Network Radio Show on Building Fortunes Radio with your hosts Darlene Sartori and Peter Mingles. Make sure you check us out by clicking on the Ideal Network Radio Show link on buildingfortunesradio.com. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. The short version of the word ideal in Ideal Network stands for I do everything around life, love, liberty, and laughter. And there's much more. Thanks for listening in and share this with the people that are most important to you. Now on to our show with Darlene Sartori and Peter Mingles. Let's get started.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here, and we are listening to Building Fortunes Radio on www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For those people unfamiliar with my voice, my name is Peter Mingles. I get a chance to share a microphone with Darlene Sartori. Darlene Sartori is the original founder of an organization called the Ideal Network. And with the Ideal Network, she's helping people become more well-rounded, more self-sustainable, more awake of the different things that are happening in our world. So whether it's to raise your own food or control more of your own thoughts or be able to figure out how you're going to be able to become successful in a home-based business, this is what the Ideal Network is all about. So Darlene and I have been working together on and off, if you will. The off part is usually she's busy doing something to build her business. So we've been working together on how we can hook our wagons together, the Building Fortunes Affiliates program and the different things we do like over here on Building Fortunes Radio, and the things that she's doing locally and nationwide. For instance, she's got a nonprofit organization called Golden Rules Ministry. She bought a church. She's making a difference in people's lives locally. They have like a little resale store that can help people raise some additional dollars. She takes care of people in all different types of needs, people that need second, third, or maybe even 100th chances. So she's the right kind of person. So if you're looking for the right type of person to work with, you want to work with Darlene Sartori over in the Ideal Network. Now, she's kind of deep, and I say this playfully. She's someone who's really smart and very well-versed in many things, so you'll learn a lot too, which is really kind of cool. So the worst thing in the world you do is you get started and you don't learn anything about a lot of things when you're working with somebody, but she can walk you through some of the most amazing processes and some of the most amazing thought processes, period, someone like I've never met before. So also what's happened is she really dug in and she's basically got her family coming back, if you will, through a series of events. She was an empty nester for a little bit, and now she's a full nester. she's got some really great things going on, and she's learning a lot about all these different types of ecosystems in our economy, and this is spawning an opportunity for us to be able to help as many people as we possibly can, and not only spawning an opportunity, but also fanning our flame of the desire to really make a big difference, because there's so much injustice still happening. It's really scary. So we're doing everything we possibly can to make an impact on people's lives. So Darlene, thanks for being here.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, it has been a lot of learning experience going, like you said, from almost empty nest to having a real house full of kiddos from the different ages and different styles of behavior and et cetera. And it's been a real challenge. Anyway, from that has grown my in-depth research has gotten even deeper in researching the various components of how we can go about creating a society globally, especially, that would be very embracive of bringing out the best of the best in each of us. You know, one of the programs in the very beginning I called our project An Ever Better World, creating the, you know, is taking where we're at and creating an ever better perpetual improvement ideas. And like you said, I get, when I began digging into these things, I do get very deep into them because I want to know everything I can that it's available to us to know about a topic. Because if you were taking on the responsibility to create an ideal society, starting with just creating individual ideal lifestyles, it's a heavy responsibility to say, well, let's try this as an experiment and see how it will turn out. And if you really stop and think about it, though, humankind are perpetual experimenters. And that's how we make our lives ever better, is because we are perpetually exploring ways that we can do something ever better. So making something that is currently okay and working all right, but then we sit back and look, okay, how can I tinker with this? How can I do this and make it ever better? And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes we get back to ground zero and have to start all over again. But it really starts with this basic philosophy that we had that undergirds the ideal network of what is it that helps us to have the ability to live and survive and thrive. Several years ago, one of the programs that we developed was cooperative endeavors. And that led into understanding this concept of cooperative capitalism. And this past couple weeks, I've dug into something that we used much to our success in the beginning of America, was a forming of private clubs. And, you know, you can think of private clubs from all the way from being a golf club or somebody that's a piano teacher. Maybe they would form a private club of their students working together and maybe going into competition with other private clubs. So it can be a very simple thing, like I said, just as a piano teacher or anyone that's teaching something. And as I began doing an exploration, I discovered that's basically what made America really great, was the all the way from a very high society where women got together and, you know, taught all of the skills of cooking and how to do house care and all of these private things that they would go to that were high society, I guess would be a word you would have called it. And so you had to really work hard to be able to reach up to the standards of that club. And that's what got my attention, was the quality and standards that private clubs often bring to the table. It's not something that you can just get into just because it's there to join. It's got standards. It usually has a set of rules that you have to work to get into. They may even have levels that you have to go through. Initiations could be one thing that they may have. So there's all sorts of private clubs. Well, as you expand out on that, you begin to realize that's really a culture. It's a culture of value creativity. It's a way to say, okay, people helping people, but we're being selective about who we're helping because we really don't want to empower poverty. We want to empower prosperity. And so it's a matter of putting a hands up and not a hand out. It's a way that is self-correcting. So as we begin building our own businesses, our own projects, these are qualities that we start looking at. And you mentioned something about the inner circle, and we talked about the building fortunes, and I've often wondered, you know, basically that could be considered a private club in the fact that we are sharing with each other. We are looking for the people that have the best of the best to be able to learn from and connect with. And we are really about building a fortune. But then I start taking a look at organizations like the LDS, and that's the Mormons, and other cultures like the Amish, as to what they do in their cooperation with each other. Well, those are forms of private clubs, but they are extremely large private clubs, and they do have criteria in order for you to be a part of it. And And so I think often that when we are designing our economy, you know, we do this concept of making your own economy, you have to look at all of these different components as you begin saying, wow, how do I want to design this to work and function? And so the more that we use the internet and learn how to do keystroke or keyword searches on these concepts, but you've got to have the words to start searching with. And so things like, you know, value creative or meaningful or people helping people or collective intelligence or cooperative capitalism or ideal networks, inner circle, words that say to the brain, that's quality. And so whatever you might be doing to create your own economy around, then that would be your niche, and usually your niches fall along the line of what do you love to do, what are you passionate about, you know, is it, do you love to take care of animals, are you a pet lover? Maybe cats and dogs, you know, well, maybe that would be a simple thing that maybe you get into grooming of cats and dogs or even breeding of certain types. So you can get these all the way down to the very simple, simple things that we would be doing in order to find out exactly what is it that I love to do. And that's that inner core that we're working from. And that's what I'm finding as I started investigating these private clubs ideas, was to add to the use of these buildings and things that we're doing in our projects is what is it that you would put inside the buildings once you restore them? Because remember, our project we've talked about a long time consistently is about saving these historical buildings and finding people that will finance and put grants out to save these old buildings. But then what are you going to do inside? So once you've fixed up a building, what goes inside there? And this is all about figuring out how does the private enterprise system work? How do we keep our liberties? How do we keep our freedoms without losing them because we become too dysfunctional in trying to manage everything? So that idea of putting together inner circles of collective intelligence of people is another thing to reach out. So this level of cooperative endeavors is a way to keep our societies free, and I rely heavily on your input and your thoughts about things along this line because, you know, you've been in direct marketing, and basically no matter what we have, it is about selling what we have to someone else, whether it would be an idea or a product or a service of some sort. It is all about marketing 101. So I'd like to take a quick commercial break and then have your input on some of the things that I've talked about that might help us in building our Building Fortunes clubs or our inner circles or anything that would go along with this.
Absolutely sure. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to the Ideal Network Radio Show on Building Fortunes Radio with your hosts Darlene Sartori and Peter Mingles. This special segment can be heard again anytime with almost any device by going to buildingfortunesradio.com. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. Listen in often and get to know Darlene Sartori and the Ideal Network members. The word IDEAL is an acronym which stands for Individuals Doing Everything Around Life. The Ideal Network creates the in-place where individuals are empowered to reclaim innate freedom to generate fortunes from open source interactions locally, globally, and universally. No matter where you're at in your life, you can benefit from the Ideal Network. Thanks for listening, and now back to our show.
And we are back. Peter Mingles here with Darlene Sartori, and we're talking about stuff related to clubs and private clubs and affinity groups and things along that line. And we are back, Darlene. So I will kick it back to you. You can ask me whatever you want, and we're ready to roll.
Okay. Well, you know, you talked about, and we started the program, the Inner Circle. And that was about the collective intelligence of putting our brains together. And so I was wondering, how does a person go about doing something like that locally? How would you reach out to individuals to start creating your inner circle if you were creating a business?
You know, I'm going to kind of address that in a little story that happened to me just yesterday as well. The concept of the inner circle group for me, you know, some people call it whatever they want to call it. I call it inner circle because these are people that are important to me. But the concept of the inner circle is chances are you're doing your thing independently and successfully, and you have your own sphere of influence and your own knowledge base of people that you work with. And then I'm doing it over here, and somebody else is doing it over there. And it's almost like wasted talent if when you need something, if I need something that you have or you have exposure to it, but I don't know, it might as well be like it's not even there to begin with. So there's this collective intelligence, if you will, that you can tap into. So I'll use as an example. One of my favorite things recently is to use YouTube as like a source of knowledge. So, very simple example. I needed to use a rivet gun. I've never used a rivet gun before. I bought one for a while back. I don't remember why, but I figured I'm probably going to need one of these things, so I'm one of those kind of guys. So I bought a tool that basically puts rivets and stuff, because if you have kids and dogs and all that sort of stuff, you're probably going to need to be able to fasten them together. So I had bought it, but I had never used it. Now, I looked at the date on the ticket. I guess it was stamped on the price, and it was 2009. Now, I don't know about you, but it's 2017 right now, which means that thing has been hanging up on my corkboard, if you will, on my workbench for a really long time. And then I just said, you know, I'm going to go to YouTube because it was a need for me to do something. I'm going to go to YouTube, how to use a rivet gun. And lo and behold, in 5 minutes, I watched a two-minute video. And I learned something that I would have never figured out on my own. Now, for all of you people out there that might think, well, that's easy to use, you know, whatever, I've used them all the time. Well, that might be your world, but my world is I didn't know anything about them. And but just so you also know, there's a lot of YouTube videos about rivets. Like, I left it running when I went into the garage to actually use the rivet gun, and it kind of kept replaying all the cool things about rivets that I would have never even dreamed about. Now, that's generalized knowledge. But that specific knowledge I was able to pick up in 2 minutes. So just think about this. That thing is sitting on my workbench, you know, little rack, and in that bounding that it was in, you know, in the original packaging, since 2009. But all it really took for me was just to know where to go for the answer. I just had to know where to go for the answer. So I had to, just real quick, how to use a rivet gun, pop it up into YouTube. There's several of them right there. There was one there for 2 minutes, had exactly the one that I was using. So I guess it's like a universal one. And I found my answer almost immediately, and then it made a difference. Now, imagine we take that little story and we blend it to, well, what if there was something that was really important in your life? What if you were able to ask Darlene or ask me or ask anybody that would be part of this group that simple question, and in 2 minutes we could give you the answer that would save you a lifetime of challenges or extra time and challenges. So it could be anything from, you know, where do you go to get a merchant account if I'm looking to do business in China? Or where do you go to do website hosting where they're friendly for this kind of technology? And you realize that maybe I've already done that, or maybe Darlene's already done that, or maybe somebody else has already done that. Fred's done that, or Hugh Brown has done that before. Maybe Jean-Luc has done that because he comes from France, and we have a whole bunch of people. So inside the inner circle, it's a little bit like that YouTube search where you can probably find out your answer relatively quickly. And because of the trusted nature of the people in that group, they'll save you a lot of the mistake time. Like how many times you would try something and it didn't work, and you try something else and it didn't work. At least you might have been going down the right trail, but you had to go through five different trial and errors, and you spent all that time and money and resources. The whole purpose of the inner circle group is somebody might have walked down that path and paved the way for someone else, and not to take advantage of that would be just flat out stupid. So that's why we formed the inner circle group over here at PM Marketing. So it's the collective intelligence of understanding that probably somebody that's smart, that's part of the group, had probably already gone down that path and learned all those lessons and can easily share them with other people. So I started off using my very simple YouTube rivet gun example. But just imagine if this was portions of your life, like things that were important in your business that you would be able to do. That's the whole purpose of this. So, Darlene, over and back to you.
Okay. As you were saying those things, boils down to what we would call the master key, is consciousness of what is the question? What is it you're seeking? Because if you're not clear on what you are looking for, you're not going to be too successful at finding anything. So this is where you had a specific need. You had that gun for a long time, that rivet gun, and you hadn't used it as yet. Now, whatever reason, you just didn't have a need at that particular time or all those years, and I have the same thing. I have items laying around that haven't been used, and it's like, why did I ever buy that? But it is about the question, and it is about consciousness. And this is the reason that in the very beginning, when I began working with an individual, I make sure they have read the Master Key System by Charles Hanel, because in there he talks about how to go about doing something. And first and foremost, it's having the consciousness of what you desire to do. So after that, then you have to start your planning and doing the searching like you did, going and finding a solution for it. And that's the key, though, that we have to realize is the biggest majority of people don't know what question to ask. They have no clue of what is it that I'm seeking so that they can actually make a suggestion or start their search so that they could actually make their own economy. And so this is, again, few minutes that I wanted to invest in thinking about getting people talking about, if I was going to form a private club or a group of people working together, what would we be working around? What is it the community needs? What is it my family needs? What is it that I need that we could begin working together in a cooperative endeavor? Because without working in a cooperative endeavor, we are lost. We are just 100% on our own, and it's very easy to get lost when you're just doing things on your own. If somebody has already been through the jungle, it's easier to follow that path through the jungle than to whack your way through there. So as we began thinking about, as our economy is making some major shifts over the next few years, you know, we as human beings have been making these shifts on a consistent basis. We are consistently improving. And sometimes that improvement then gets derailed and we have to start all over again. Maybe a war or natural disaster, a flood, a tornado, anything that could wipe something out that we've been working on. If you're working on a website, it might be something simple as a hacker then hacks into your website and destroys it. So you stop and think about all of the things that could possibly go wrong. The wonderful thing is that by working together in a cooperative endeavor, we can get that back on track to doing very quickly, repairing, rebuilding, rehabbing ourselves and getting back. We are a very, very unique species that can do these things. And I just really love this idea of having a radio way to reach out to people. And as you begin asking questions like this, going to the internet, typing in keywords, you begin to have all sorts of ideas start spinning through your brain. And so what you're going to do is end up reaching out and latching onto one of those things, and then I think that's how you begin building your inner circle then. Now that you've latched onto what is my passion, what am I here to do, and now you have a question that you're asking. So it really is about the questions, and that's how these private clubs got started, is somebody asking a question and then seeking an answer. you know, how do I improve my golf game? Oh, well, I'm going to talk with somebody else that's a great golfer and find out how they're doing it. And pretty soon you get a team of people working together, and pretty soon you create a golf course of your own in your community. Swimming pools come about that way with people wanting to build things. So you look around at your community, and it all started with people privately getting together and saying, wow, wouldn't it be nice if we had, and whatever the case might be. And so I see we're kind of getting to the bottom of the hour. Do you have anything else you'd like to add to all this?
No, but I'm going to suggest that the ability for you to nurture those entrepreneurial relationships at any level is probably going to be the things that help to smoothen out the bumps and the potholes in your life. So the more of those you have, the better it is. So become part of something like that in that mastermind, if you will, or that master key group that you were referencing. Nurture it, learn from it, honor it, if you will. Never take advantage of it, and you'll be surprised how the gifts that it will give you could really make a difference between smoothing out your life or making it a little bit more bumpy than it should be. There's a lot of things, Darlene, that I have done where I could literally pick up the phone, either know who to call to get it directly, or know who to call, who would know who to call to get something done, and literally in minutes be able to get through some of the blockades and the things that would usually stop most people. So that's the whole purpose of the inner circle that we're putting together and the other things that are out there as well. So that's how all that stuff works. So over and back to you.
Okay. The other thing that this reminds me of is something that I talk about a lot, and this is that corset of stone soup, or as the hobos used to call it, hobo stew. I had an encounter with a gentleman today that is a veteran who is suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, and he can't be around people, so he has started living in a tent. He has found that that is solving his challenge. And the only challenge that he has, of course, he doesn't have electricity, he doesn't have food storage places, and et cetera. So he comes into town to connect up with the food sources, things that are cans and et cetera, that all he has to do is open a can up. In other words, things are, doesn't have to have. So we got to talking. We had a couple-hour conversation here, and we got on this topic of hobo stew and each person taking in and putting a little bit. And I asked him if he was really wanting to get in off of the streets or whatever. And he says, nope, I'm having, I like my tent. I like being out there in the night air. And he said, yeah, it gets a little bit hot because we've had a really hot time, et cetera. But he says, I could come into places like where you're at and cool off if I need to. But he had a need. He had a problem that he needed to solve. And he took it by the initiative, and to some of us that seems like a real drastic step, but it's solving his need. It's providing him with what he's needing to deal with the situations of having been at war many, many times. And so I just admire people's initiative when they can take the bull by the horn, so to speak, and solve their own problem and not expecting the rest of the world to. And, yes, he does have to go in and, you know, come into town and rely upon some of us sometimes to help out with this food source and that. But, hey, I'm just delighted to help somebody that has done a lot of work and helped our country. So, you know, it is a pay it forward type situation. And he's a very intelligent individual. And we had a whole lot of ideas that started flowing from our conversation of things that we can do to help other veterans and help ourselves in the process. So you just never know when something's going to walk in the door that might be exciting. So I'll say let's wrap it up.
Amazing. Okay, excellent. So for those people listening in, you're listening to Darlene Sartori, and we're talking about the Ideal Network stuff. If you're looking for great people to work with that really care about, obviously, things that are going on and may understand your situation as well, make sure you check her out. If you go to idealnetwork.biz, you'll be able to do it. And if you go back to check out the radio shows that we've done before on Building Fortunes Radio, you'll be able to hear more. On that note, thanks, Darlene. We're going to catch you next time.
Okay.
been listening to the Ideal Network Radio Show on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website to hear more segments with Darlene Sartori and Peter Mingle. Darlene encourages everyone to join the Ideal Network so you can say, I live the ideal life, where I do everything around life, love, liberty, and laughter. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. Darlene, Peter, and I want to say thanks for listening and ask you to spread the word. Tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.